This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Harper Audio presents The Rift War Legacy, Part 1. Crondor, The Betrayal, by Raymond E. Feist. Read by Peter Joyce. Prologue. Warning. The wind howled. Locklear, squire of the Prince of Crondor's court, sat huddled under his heavy cloak, astride his horse. Summer was quick to flee in the Northlands, and the passes through the mountains known as the Teeth of the World. Autumn nights in the south might still be soft and warm, but up here in the north, autumn had been a brief visitor, and winter was early to arrive, and would be long in residence. Locklear cursed his own stupidity for leading him to this forlorn place. Sergeant Bales said, "Get snippy up here, squire." The sergeant had heard the rumour about the young noble's sudden appearance in Tyre Sog, some matter involving a young woman married to a well-connected merchant in Crondor. Locklear wouldn't be the first young dandy sent to the frontier to get him out of an angry husband's reach. "Not as balmy as Crondor,"